again today. Amen. Amen. We ought to get excited. Amen. We're talking about our final destination. Amen. In that city. And I heard him say, I won't come back. I won't come back. You ain't got to worry about us. We ain't coming back no more. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our choir doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Good morning to you. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you. We praise God for you. Amen. Those of you joining us by Facebook Live, welcome to the service of the Lord. Those of you on the phone line, welcome. Amen. It is exciting to know somebody's out there. Somebody's out there who still want to hear from the Lord. Amen. And at this time, our own Deacon Furlough is going to come. And he's going to lead us to the throne of God in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Let your church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say it one more time. Now that we had a little time to practice, say it one more time.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's once more and again that we are few of your believing children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we come now with bowed down heads and humble hearts.
Yes.
Lord, we just stop by the church and thank him.
Thank you.
As we come, Lord, we realize that we have so much to thank you for.
So much.
Lord, you've been better to us than we could ever be to our own selves.
Yes.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you this morning, Father, for watching over us all night long.
Yes.
Lord, you didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us as we slept.
Yes.
And when you rose us this morning, Lord, you clothed us in our right mind,
yes,
giving us the use and activity of these old people in. And Lord, we just stop by the chain, thank you. Have mercy this morning, Lord. Let your will be done this morning, Lord. And everything will be all right. Lord, touch each and every one under the sound of my weak voice this morning, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. We come just to tell you thank you. Have mercy, Lord. Thanking you for your sunshine and your rain, your food and your shelter. Lord, you brought us from a mighty long way. And Lord, we just want to thank you for what you're taking us to right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning. Lord, lay your hands on your children this morning. Touch us this morning. Lord, you know us all name by name and house by house. Lord, you know our uprisings, you know our downfalls. You know our strength, you know our weaknesses. You know just how much we can bear. Have mercy this morning, Lord. Touch the man that you're going to put over us this morning, Lord. Give him a word, Lord. We need to hear from you this morning, Lord. Have your way in our lives, Lord. If you have your way, Lord, everything will be all right. Someone can come crying out here, Lord, and I can't hold on no longer. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. That your will be done. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord!
Thank you. 29th chapter, verses numbers 1 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
And I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all of the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
And the word of God is already blessed. Amen. Remain standing with us now for our family prayer. And like I said 2 weeks ago, when we pray in our family prayer, I want you to get your minds on your family.
Yes.
Sometimes we can get so busy in our daily schedule. Amen. So we get up and we say, God bless my children, bless me, and let me go. Amen. And we forget about our family. Amen. Some of our families are struggling and some are suffering. Whatever their conditions is, we're going to pray for their family. Some of our families are bereaved. We're going to remember those at that time. Some of our families are distant from us. Amen. Some of your family members, you're loving them from a distance. And it doesn't make you feel good. But you do what you have to do. Because the word of God said, much as lie in your power, live peaceable with all men. And sometimes it's not in your power to do what you want to do. But I know there's no distance in prayer. We're going to pray for our family right now. Amen. Father, we come in the name of your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You told us, God, that we should love one another as you have loved us. Lord Jesus, you told us that you provided the family. In fact, you created the family. In fact, God, you created us because you wanted a family. And we know the family that stick together and pray together is that family that will be successful. We come now, God, each and every one of us individually. We have our family members on our mind. You know the one that's sticking out more than any other one. You know the one, God, that we're carrying in our hearts because there's a burden. The one, God, that's fallen far away from your resources and fallen far away from your principle. That one this morning, God, is on our mind. And as we in our silence call our family members by name, we know, God, there's no distance in prayer. I'm asking you, Father, for this one that's calling John's name, and the one that's calling Joseph's name or Mary's name, or one that's calling their brother and their sister and their cousin and their grandma and their granddad and their uncles and their nephews and nieces and their children and their grandchildren. Lord, we call them by their name in the name of Jesus. We stand for them. We stand in the gap through faith. And we believe, God, whatever their need is right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will meet them according to your riches and glory. Father, we pray for our children that we hadn't even heard from. But we, God, we know there's no distance in prayer. We pray, God, for our family members that don't understand what we believe. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, you will rescue them from the hands of the enemy. You will rescue them from the forces of sin. And oh God, you will do for them what no other power can do. We pray, God, for the bereaved families that are associated with New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. Father, you said in your word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Help them, oh God, not to dwell on the weeping, but help them to see the joy that comes in the morning. We only not only pray for our immediate family, but God, we pray for our in-laws, our distant family, in the name of Jesus. Those we can understand and those we can't. We're asking you by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, that you will visit them by the visitation of your power, in the stillness of the night, in the quietness of the night. Speak to their hearts, oh God. Let them know that you're a true and you're a living God. Let them know there's nothing impossible with you. Reach down, oh God, and touch our family members. And now, God, I pray for New Jerusalem, family of God. I'm asking you, oh God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will draw us closer to you. And as you draw us closer to you, draw us closer to each other. Let us have mercy, God, when mercy is necessary. Let us love, God. Let us forgive when forgiveness is necessary. Let us let nothing separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, oh God, walk in your love. Let us live in your love. Let us be your light, God, that shines out in this darkness, that someone will see and someone will know that we are not ourselves, but we have been changed by the power of Almighty God. Do what only you can do. Meet them at the point of their needs, financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, and most of all, spiritually, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you now, in Jesus' name.
starting to get good. It's winding up.
That's right.
Time is winding up. Thank you, Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Thank God for bringing us back in the sanctuary one more time. It's kept us from Sunday to Sunday once again, y'all. And we ought to be thankful about that. Amen?
Amen.
We want to thank God for what he has done to keep each and every one of us. Amen. This is just the regular reminders. We have Bible study at 6, and you know the phone line. We'll put that out so you can call the phone line for Bible study at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Amen. The Seaboard Baptist, Missionary Baptist Association starts with ministers of deacon union this weekend, starting at Thursday on the 2nd. On that Friday night, we know that we're in charge of the service, which begins at 7 p.m. It'll be Zoomed, so I'm asking the church members, choir members, be at church by at least 6:30, amen? So we can get prepared to render a service to the association, amen? I'm excited about it, so I want you all to be there too. That's the 3rd. The service that we're responsible for will be on the 3rd, amen. We want to ask you to keep yourselves informed about when that will be having our mission fellowship, which we will be doing 2 Thursdays a month, and that's the 3rd and 4th Thursday. And it's very good. You need to be a part of the attendance that's growing, and we're having a good time while we're there. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Let's remember the bereaved families. Continue to remember. We had Mother Nadal. She was laid to rest on going to celebration. It was this weekend. Let's keep the Seaboard family and her family in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Let's remember Mother Thomas. Mother Thomas, who laid her sister to rest, right?
Auntie.
Amen. That's Auntie. Let's keep that. Let's keep the Thomas and Greer family in our prayers at the bereaved family. Amen.
Amen.
You ought to continue to pray for each other. Continue to pray for each other. Just remember. Yes. Also, remember, I know I had that written down too. Remember Sister Frello, Sister Passage, keep her in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Keep the Frello family also in prayer. We love y'all so dearly. Keep hang on in there, Sister Deacon and Sister Frello. God's in control, everybody, right?
Amen.
We know death is traveling in the land, but we ought to be encouraged that we as Christians, death is not the final chapter for us. Amen?
Amen.
Got to remember it. I know it's hard to remember that while we're going through it, but that's where our comfort lies in, knowing that that's not the last time we're going to see a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
Any other announcements? Anybody, I forgot anything? I got everything? Oh, okay. Amen. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. I want to say that as I stand and give you flowers, I appreciate each and every one of you for staying faithful to what God has called you to do. And I thank God for you. I appreciate you. I love you. And all we're going to do is keep on keeping on, and God will take care of the rest. He's a faithful God.
Telling
you, he is faithful. And we ought to be, I'm not telling you to thank him for what you expected him to do. Thank him for what he's already done. Okay, have a flashback party, because he'll take care of what's coming up. God will.
Amen.
And we just need to put our trust in God, and it will be all right. We live in troubled times. Okay? Hard times. Let's continue to remember those families, those soldiers that lost their lives. Okay? Just keep those families, and also the Afghanistans that lost their families, okay? Because we got people that, religious fanatics, that they take the scripture and they go real far west with it. But we're in the last days, and we know that it'll be all right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to ask at this time that this is offering time.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible said, bring your tithes in the storehouse so there'll be meat in my house. It said, prove me now, child of God, and see now to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. If you are under the sound of my voice on Facebook and on the phone line, remember those platforms that you are able to give your tithes and offer. We expect you to do that. Amen? Because we do need you. Amen?
Amen?
We do need you to continue to give to the ministry so we can go take care of God's house. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to bless this offering in advance. I'm going to bless this offering in advance for what you're about to give. Let us pray. Well, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for all things great. We thank you for things small. Right now, Father God, we thank you right now for this part of the service, because we know that you've given us the part of worship. Father God, you have structured us to be able to bring all the tithes in the storehouse. You only asked us for a tenth, and we thank you for that. Only a tenth. Father God, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to call those things that are not as if they were. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, bless your people, Father God. You know what they're in need of. Father God, right now, you're Jehovah Jireh. Father God, you know what doors need to be open, and you know what doors need to be closed. So, Father God, you know their financial circumstance and situation, and you know their material resource circumstance. We ask that you meet your people's need. You've never failed us, Father God. Father God, the psalmist said that I've been young and I've been old, and I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or his seed go begging bread. So we ask, oh, Father God, you just do what you say you would do. Bless New Jerusalem, Father God, as they give unto you. Return it back to your people sevenfold, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. And when given days are over, Father God, save us a place anywhere in your kingdom will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say, amen.
Amen.
Pastor, may I make just a minute? I'm sorry. I just wanted to Sister Burlow's sister passing away, and we just want to give you the time of the arrangements. She will be funeralized this Saturday, September the 4th at 12 p.m., and the services will be held at Eric George Funeral Home on Miramar Parkway, Saturday at 12 noon at Eric George Funeral Home. And we do extend our sincere sympathy to the Burlow family.
Amen. Everyone that we respect, you know, we support them at this. I said them before the funeral service. Amen. Amen.
Everything.
right now. I want you to turn in your Bibles with us this morning. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 5. St. Luke, chapter 5. Shine some honor spotlight, verses 1 through 11 of Luke, chapter 5. When I complete this prayer, we'll commence reading at verse 1. Let's pray. Well, Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Yes,
Father God, we just stand before you just to say thank you.
Thank you.
We couldn't say thank you enough. You've been so good.
Yeah.
You've been so faithful.
Yeah.
We just couldn't put in words how good you are to us. So we stand humbly and we sit humbly at your feet. Because we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what will we do? You remind us that you said that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never fade away. And we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for all the promises. We thank you for all the blessings that you have in your word for us. We thank you. We thank you for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Clarity of mind when we sit before you as we humble ourselves, that you make your word plain so that we can accept it and eat it right now. Father God, we ask you to come against our enemy as he tries to distract, distort, and snatch the word of knowledge away from us. Because we know, Father God, we perish for lack of knowledge. So we ask you, Father God, to bind them right now and let the blood come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, many of us are going through many and different things, many circumstances, many situations, Father God, many losses right now, many confrontations, obstacles, Father God, but we want you right now to put us at peace as we set it at your feet so we can hear a word from you. Father God, use me in spite of me. Hide me behind the cross. Allow me to do what you have called me to do, oh Father God. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, pour out your spirit upon all flesh in here today. Anoint every mind and seat in the place. And everyone that's listening to us on the airwaves, Father God, let this word go forth with power and might. Let it do what you are sending it out to do right now in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am that I am. So we ask, oh Father God, you just do what you say you would do right now in the name of Jesus. And whatever's accomplished in this setting at this present time, we'll be careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5 commences at verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing.
Nevertheless,
at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the drought of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And we know that God's word is already blessed, y'all. Yes. Amen. I'd like to talk to you a little bit this morning about the power of his word.
All right.
The power of his word. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. The power of his word. My brothers and sisters, have you ever done something that you did not want to do? I've heard my employees say often that they do not want to retire. They have worked so long, they say. They really don't want to retire. Some say they can't see themselves retiring. My answer and my comment is always the same. Yes. To be honest with you, I never wanted to stop working in the first place. On your job, you have been given assignments that you didn't like doing. In your home, growing up as a child, as a husband or as a wife, as a brother or a sister, you were assigned things to do that you just did not really want to do. Even though you did not want to do it, you did it anyway. You did it out of sense of obligation, or you did it out of sense of duty, or you may have just done it because you feared the consequences. But no matter the reason, you did what was asked of you to do, perhaps out of respect for the person that was asking you to do it. No matter what the reason, all of us at some time in our lives, New Jerusalem, have been called upon to do what we don't want to do. That is the scene and the verses I just read into your hearing this morning. Simon Peter is called upon to do something he just did not want to do. In Luke chapter 5, and verse 11, Jesus calls to Peter to follow him. And that call eclipses the call of the sons of Zebedee, James and John. It even eclipses even the call of Andrew, who is responsible for Simon Peter even coming to Jesus in the first place. Because usually when Jesus calls us, he calls us to do. Perhaps what we can't do. And if we can't, we don't want to do it. Something like that is like the epic call of Moses. In the book of Exodus, Deacon Furlow, he calls Moses to do what Moses thinks he is not qualified to do.
Yeah.
In Isaiah chapter 6, he calls Isaiah to do what he thinks he is unworthy to do. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, he calls Paul, whose name was Saul, out of his life of persecuting the church. And each one of them, including Peter, does not believe they are worthy of the calling. But God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. I'm saying that again. God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the called. Even if you don't want to do it, even if it's something you think you are not up to doing, or you think you are not unworthy to do, if it is His word, your response should be, "I will." Walk me through the text. Jesus' reputation has spread far and wide. He has already healed Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. He has gone into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and demonstrated in their presence that the word that he just read from the prophecy of Isaiah has been fulfilled in their hearing. He has come to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He reads that scripture, then he gives the book back to the attendant in the temple. Jesus then says this, "Scripture now is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus has healed the sick. He has demonstrated that he is the Son of God. His reputation has spread, and now throngs of people, multitudes of people are coming out to hear Jesus. Jesus is on the Lake of Gennesaret. The other synoptic gospels call it the Sea of Galilee, but Luke calls it the Lake of Gennesaret. And the crowds, thousands of them, y'all, they came to hear Jesus preach the word of God. Now, when you read the Gospel of Luke, only Jesus preaches the word of God. Can you imagine hearing Jesus preach? I wish I had time to hang out right there, but I don't. Read it over in your own quiet time. In the Gospel of Luke, every time the word of God is mentioned, Jesus is the one preaching and speaking. The apostles preached the book in the book of Acts, in the New Testament. But every time Luke mentions the word of God, it is coming directly from Jesus' mouth. And they want to hear him so badly until thousands of them come to the Lake of Gennesaret. Jesus gets in a boat, and as is the custom in the Greco-Roman world, in the Jewish world, the teacher, the rabbi, sits down. He reclines to teach them. But there is so many people in this crowd. He gets in a boat and he pushes out a little from the shore. And the waves from the Lake of Gennesaret act as an acoustic loudspeaker. And the waves carry his voice to the thousands of people who are all in this natural amphitheater. And I say amphitheater because the landscaping goes up like a hill and the river is downhill. So it's like a natural amphitheater.
Yes.
At the Lake of Gennesaret. And Jesus preaches to them the word of God. As good as this choir sang this morning, we really didn't come to hear them singing. And as moving as the spiritual and as spiritual as the prayer time was, the only reason, hopefully, you got up this morning is to hear a word from God. Because there's power in his word. I think I'm going to say that again. There's power in the word of God. If you don't believe the word of God has power, when your soul is distressed, when your spirit is out of sorts, just open the word of God and read the word of God. You will find in the word of God, Sister Amy, he says that weeping may endure for a night, Sister Furlough, but joy comes in the morning. That will set your soul on fire. When your enemies think they have trapped you, just open the word of God and read him saying, "Fret not yourself for evildoers. Neither be envious against the workers of iniquity." Yes. Can I get a witness in here? Yes. They shall soon be cut off like grass. Yes. Some people say when you read the Bible, it makes them sleepy. Yes. Well, not me. When I read the Bible, especially when it's late at night, it wakes me up. Because the word of God is alive in my soul. It is active. It's powerful. It's dynamic. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Jesus himself preaches the word of God. And the Bible says when Jesus gets through preaching and teaching, y'all, Jesus says to Simon Peter, who is the owner of the boat, launch out into the deep. Go a little bit further, Jesus said, into the deep. Now, let me teach this, if you may. Holy Spirit, help me. Now, the early church, which was fond of allegories and stories, allegorizes verses number 4. Look at verse number 4. Verse number 4 says, and now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. The early church allegorizes just about everything in the Bible.
Yes.
And they saw in verse 4, listen to me, a command to forsake the safe harbor and launch out into the deep, where there's no safety except the word of God. Come and teach it, Lord. Launch out into the deep. Get out of safe waters, they say, and go to a place where the only help you and I can find is the word of God. Get out of the safety of the sanctuary. Get out of the safety of your comfortable environment and trust God for something only God can do. The reason why we or you may not be accomplishing much is because you're trying to play it too safe. Our God is a big God. Our God is an awesome God. The psalmist says in Psalms 107:23, it says, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. It is safe near the land. It is comfortable near the land. But Jesus said, launch out into the deep, where your only hope is my word. New Jerusalem, the Holy Ghost is speaking to us this morning. We're not going to worry about how we're going to accomplish the work that needs to be done to this building. I do not worry about who will tithe and who will not tithe, who will sacrificially support the work or who will not sacrificially support the work. Y'all with me? This is the Lord's house. God knows just how he wants to supply the need and populate his church. God will send to his church whoever he wants to send to his church, and God will use whoever he wants to use to build his kingdom through this church. The mindset for us to have going forward is not to worry about, Sister Thomas, what we're trying to do. Do the best we can. Then trust God to do the rest. Are y'all in with me? We will start from now on asking God to bless what we are doing. And we will learn to do what God is blessing. Are y'all in hearing? Stop asking him to bless what we're doing, but learn to do what he is blessing. When you look at verse 5, verse 5 talks to us about a night of struggle. Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. But in verse 5, listen, y'all, Peter tells Jesus. Peter tells Jesus. Simon tells Jesus. Y'all hear me? Master, we have toiled all night long. We have worked our fingers to the bone. We are expert fishermen. The fish are biting at night. In the morning, when the sun is out, they can see the nets. They go in deeper waters in the morning. They come up to the top at night. We have worked all night long. We know what we are doing. This is Peter telling Jesus this. We are expert fishermen. Does that sound like some of us? You, Jesus, are just a carpenter. Brothers and sisters, Right here, Jesus begins Peter's journey of discipleship. Not by calling him away from his profession, follow pastor, but by challenging him to do a bolder practice of his profession. Jesus says, I know what you are. I'm trying to make you better at it. I don't want you to stop doing what you are doing. I'm trying to teach you how to do it better. I don't want to take you out of the classroom. I want to make you a Christian teacher. I don't want to take you out of the office. I want to make you a saved co-worker. I'm not trying to take you off your job. I'm trying to make you better at what your job is. I'm trying to anoint you in your profession. Brothers and sisters, thank God for school teachers. But hallelujah for a saved school teacher. Thank God for lawyers. But hallelujah for a saved lawyer. Thank God for a politician. But hallelujah for a saved politician. God is not trying to take you off your job. God is trying to make your job sweeter. Sometimes when we start getting closer to God and God starts to draw us closer to him to use us, we mistake that, for he is calling us to preach. God not calling you to preach. God is calling you to preach through your job. Preach through your life. Preach through your profession. Be anointed in what you do. God is not trying to take you off your job. God is trying to make your job sweeter. Listen, listen. Jesus does not assert his lordship over Simon in the area of his weakness. Jesus asserts his lordship over the area of Simon's strength. Listen, how many of you here, with a show of hands, come on now, put your hands up, come on, this is interactive now. How many of y'all really know how to fish? Come on, let me see your hands. Y'all, some of y'all, I mean, when I say fish now, Brother Anderson, I mean, you done caught one or two fish. Okay, don't fool me now, y'all don't trick me.
Amen.
If you ain't never caught no fish, don't trick me. Don't trick Pastor. Because Deacon Frollo, a lot of us is like me. I like me some fish.
Yeah.
But the only place I ever fished at was the fish market.
Yeah.
I fished, Sister Thomas, at the seafood section of Broward Meat and Fish. I don't know the first thing about fishing. Love me some fish. But I do understand this thing. That nothing puts a real fisherman, Brother Anderson, in a foul mood quicker than when a non-fisherman orders him to do again in a bad situation what he failed to do in a good situation. In verse 5, Peter says, Lord, Lord, we have tried all night. We know where the fish are. We know what kind of nets to use. We know what kind of lures and floats to use. We do this every day for a livelihood. But check it out, Peter says. Nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I will. I'm not with it, but you are the master. I'm going to obey the power of your word. I already know how this thing is going to turn out. But at your word, Lord, I will. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if it is foreknowledge, if it was foreknowledge, or if it was willpower that made the fish come. I don't know if Jesus knew they were going to be there, or if Jesus made them come. No matter, they were amazed. Because I think it is a nature miracle. It is a gift that Jesus is saying to them, I know that you think you know, but you can't possibly know like I know. We can't possibly know like Jesus knows. You think you're fishing? I don't want you to fish. I want you to follow. I'm not really calling you to fish. I'm calling you to follow. And if you follow, the fish will come. But y'all, I'm trying to help up in here. Is there anybody here who did not know how things were going to turn out?
But you trusted God in spite of the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. I wish I had a witness. I hear people say all the time, if your heart is not in it, don't do it. Sister Amy, that's bad advice. Just do what the word of God says to you. Y'all got that? Not with your heart. Do what the word of God says to do. Even when your heart is not in it. Because your heart will soon follow when your mind leaves it. Is there anybody else has ever come to church? Oh, can I get a word? Has anybody ever come to church and you did not feel like praising God? Oh, and by myself, huh? But then God moved in your spirit. And God reminded you of where he brought you from. And in spite of what you did not have, you start thanking God for what you have left. And even though you did not feel like giving God any praise, your heart followed your actions.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
There are two voices here, y'all, that's audible in Peter's reply. Two voices. The first voice is the voice of a fisherman. We toiled all night, Lord, and we have caught nothing. That is the fisherman talking. That's Peter, the fisherman. But then Peter, the faithful, speaks up. He says, nevertheless. Can I get a witness here? Nevertheless. And every Christian under the sound of my voice this morning needs to come to the point in your faith with God when your testimony is nevertheless. You ought to come to the point at some place in your walk with God, nevertheless.
Thank you, Lord.
When your testimony is nevertheless, I don't understand it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to work it out. I don't know how you're going to bring it to pass, God. I can't see it. I can't understand it. But listen, I don't have to see it. I don't have to know why. I just need to know who. I just need to know who. And if I know who, then the why can come later. Listen, I double dare you to trust God. When you can't see where he's taking you. And you watch God open doors that were closed in your face. Somebody here got a testimony that they tried to block you on your job. But God just kept promoting you. Anyway. It's the power of his word. Members of your own family never thought you would be where you are right now. But look how far God has brought you. It's because of the power of his word. People who thought, Sister Andy, were your friends, have lied on you and talked bad about you behind your back. But because of the power of his word, you're still smiling. You're still giving God all the praise. They are wondering why we still happy. All the stuff I went sent your way to pull you down. But because of the power of his word, God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He will anoint your head with oil and allow your cup to run it over. Nevertheless, if it's your word, Lord, I will. Brothers and sisters, they moved from a night of struggle. Y'all with me now, Father Pastor? They moved from a night of struggle to a morning of surrender. To a morning of surrender. Because when you read the succeeding verses, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude a fish, and their nets break. Watch me now. And they beckon unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that it should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that both ships began to sink. Out of here. Both ships began to sink. They toiled all night and caught nothing, but now morning comes. They surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. And they have got so many fish that their necks are breaking. I want to help somebody get help happy right now. I can have it by myself. When you trust God, in spite of the evidence to the contrary, He will make your nets break. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you very quiet. That's because you've been trusting in your good looks. You've been trusting in your college degree. You've been trusting in your street smarts. You've been trusting in your sophistication and your wit. But I just dare you to put all your trust in God. And say, God, I don't know how you are working this out. I am in your hands. God, make my neck break. Make my neck break. Maybe you would get happy if I asked this question. How many of you want more fish than you can put in your net? Then trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, church. All your ways, not a little bit. Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. I know some people in this ministry whose nets are breaking because you just trusted God. When people told you that you were crazy, they say, are you out of your mind? You're not feeling good. Why are you going to church this morning? If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to take care of you. But there's power in the word of God. You're working on a job and they're making you train somebody else for your job. But because there's power in His word, that same God you trusted in last year, He will keep you on the job this year. Can I get a witness here? Somebody should say, there's power in His word. The doctor told somebody, I can't do anything else for you. But here you are this morning because you were just foolish enough to say, at your word, I will. I will what, Sister Furlough? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will what? I will lift my hands in the sanctuary. I will what? I will open up my mouth with a sacrifice of praise. I will what? Tell my testimony everywhere I go. Are y'all feeling me? I will what? Shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph. I will what? Give God my best. Hallelujah. I will raise a loud anthem to His goodness.
Yes.
I will speak loud of His mercy.
Yes.
I will.
Yes.
I will tell the word about His kindness.
Yes.
I will.
I will.
It gets hard sometimes, y'all.
Yes.
But I will.
I will.
It gets dark sometimes, y'all.
I will.
But I will.
I will.
After a night of struggle. After a night of struggle.
Yes.
After a morning of surrender. Watch me now. Watch this. Then there comes a tomorrow of satisfaction. Comes a tomorrow of satisfaction.
Yes, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
That's all right.
It is right here in the text. Look at the book. When their nets started breaking, Jesus, who has not mentioned sin yet, has said nothing about sin. Am I in the book?
Amen.
Peter looks at Jesus with new eyes. And Peter says, depart from me, O Lord, because I am a sinful man. Jesus has not even mentioned sin. He's not even mentioned sin. But when you are in the presence, Sister Thomas, yes, of a holy God,
yes, my God,
you can't help but see yourself,
yes,
as you really are.
Yes. Yes.
Moses said, who am I to go to Pharaoh? Send my brother Aaron. He is more eloquent in speech. Moses stuttered and stammered when he spoke. God, I can't go. Send my brother. God said, just open your mouth, and I will speak for you. Moses decided to go. He said, Lord, what, check about the Pharaoh, check this out. Lord, I'm going to go, but when I get there, they're going to ask me who sent me. And what is his name? The Lord said, tell them. Tell them. I am. That I am. Oh, y'all don't know what big deal that is here. Isaiah said that it was in the year that King Uzziah died, that I saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train and he filled the temple. Seraphims had six wings, speaks to the Pharaoh. With two wings they covered their face. With two wings they covered their feet. With two wings they did fly. And the house was filled with smoke. And the doorpost moved by the Spirit of God. And the voice of him that cried, he said, then I saw the seraphim. Of Isaiah, he said, I saw the seraphim with a live coal touch my lips from off the altar. And he said, this has touched your lips. Your sins are forgiven. We worthy, y'all. Your sins are forgiven. Your iniquity is purged. That after the Lord cleaned him up, Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, y'all, I'm in the book. Whom shall I see?
Jesus.
And who will go for us?
Yes.
Then Isaiah says, hear him out.
Send me.
Is there anybody here that was scared when the Lord spoke to you? But then God emboldened you. He strengthened you in your spirit and gave you the power to do by the Holy Spirit what you could not do by yourself. And here you are in the sanctuary this morning. You're not all that you should be, but you thank God that you're not like you used to be. Is there anybody that know you're still a sinner, but God's still using you? Can I get a witness up in here? You are still a crook, but God still got his hands on you. You still a liar, but God's still getting the glory out of you. Is there anybody that need a miracle? Jesus will break your neck. Just take up your bed and walk. God said that he will make a way out of no way for you. By the power of his word. I'm trying to get up out of here. Sister Amy, I'm trying to go, but it's getting good to me. I want you to know something, one last thing, and I ain't write this down. I want you to know one thing. Never lies. Why is his word so powerful? Can I go back to the I am factor? It's all in the I am. Because in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, y'all ain't with me, it said it was the Lord, the Son, and the Holy Ghost stepped out onto nothing and spoke a word. Spoke a word, and nothing became something. The Bible tells me that it's called the law of first mention. When you hear something first mentioned in the book, it tailor-makes and contours the context of it being used through the rest of the book, from Genesis to Revelation. Can't have the teachers now. It was the I am in the creation that stepped out and spoke a creative word.
Yes.
God was reminding Moses, don't you worry. Yeah. He said, just don't tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. Uh-huh. Because before you leave Egypt, uh-huh, I'm going to demonstrate.
Yes, yes, yes.
By my word.
Uh-huh.
Through your word.
Yes.
Just who I am.
Yes, who I am. Uh-huh.
I am that I am.
Uh-huh.
There's power in his word.
Uh-huh.
Why can't we believe it, y'all?
Amen.
Why can't we take him at his word?
Uh-huh.
The demons in hell tremble at the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But Christians doubt that God could do what he said he could do.
My God.
Ain't no demon going to be getting no praise from me.
Amen.
They ain't going to be have more respect than me.
Okay.
I know what God can do.
Yes.
The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
There's power in his word.
Power in his word.
The centurion went to Jesus, interrupted him with the woman with an issue of blood, and told him, Lord, I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house, but just speak a word.
Speak a word.
Speak a word.
Just speak a word, and my daughter will be healed. Jesus said, I have not seen so much faith.
Amen.
As this.
Amen.
Move yourself to the nevertheless and your faith in your walk with God. There's power in his word.
Yes, yes.
Amen?
Yes.
There's power in the word of God. May God bless and keep you. This is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
discipleship, open the doors of the church. Maybe there's someone who don't know the Lord as their personal Savior. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear him calling at your heart, knocking at the door of your heart, harden not your heart. The word of God has went forth. Maybe some of you do not know the Lord as their personal Savior. You, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, pray and say, Lord, come into my heart, and he will do that. You don't have to fix anything. You have to go through therapy first. Just say, come to him as you are, and God will help you get it all together. If you are that person, now is the accepted time. If you know the Lord, and you have not been doing following, being obedient to his words, and have not been following, walking in the faith, God said, come back to me, rededicate your life back to me. He said, and I will reintroduce you to my word and show you the power of my word in your life. He said, you forgot about me, but I didn't forget about you. If you're looking for a church home, we welcome you here at New Jerusalem. The church, well, the word is powerful and our worship is passionate. We ask you to come and join us just as you are. We'll walk that King's Highway together. Is there one today? Is there one? Is there one? Message of the Holy Spirit that came about to give us a word from him. Take the word of God with you, people of God. Take it, hide it in your heart so you might not sin against it. Hide it in your heart so it can encourage you, because God's word is a powerful word. Amen? It's a powerful living word. Paul hearts and minds are ready. Remind everyone, keep the Berea family. Keep the Berea family in your prayers. Sister Furlow, Sister Thomas. The McDowell family, keep those families in your prayers. The families of our soldiers that are been killed in duty, keep them in your prayers. And remember that we have Bible study and service on Friday for the association, okay? I want you to be in the church at 6:30. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stand your feet, let's go home. Fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forevermore. And let the church say,
God has spoken. Let the church say, amen.
God bless you, people of God.
We have an announcement to make, if you please, Pastor. We enjoyed the services this morning. Please stand. Will you take a deep breath? And we want you to smell the aroma Don't you smell something good in the air?
Yes.
Well, today is kicking off our pastor's birthday. We are coming ahead of time because we wanted to throw him off. So we're asking everybody to join us in the dining room, and we're going to celebrate our pastor's birthday, which is next Saturday. But we're going to do it starting today. So I want everybody to join me in singing happy birthday to our pastor.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Scrambling all around, putting things together. So we want you to enjoy a beautiful day today. Thank you.
Amen.